Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC Blog Talk Radio Show, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. The vision of NABWIC is to build lasting strategic partnership with first-rate organizations, agencies, and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. This morning, your host will be Dr. Ravonna Mitchell, and Rosa Carter will be your co-host. Good morning, Dr. Mitchell.
Good morning, Rosa. It's nice to hear from you again.
Thank you.
You
we
are
have
welcome.
An exciting show this morning.
Great. I'm just so excited and also delighted to have with us this morning Mr. Anthony Butler, who's located in Jacksonville, Florida, who's originally from Baltimore, Maryland. And he's going to share with us some information about himself and a little information about his company. And he is the founder and the executive director of the E3 Business Group. And he has tons of experience. So let's, if you don't mind, Rosa, can I just bring Mr. Anthony Butler in and let's just see what he has to say just about himself and about his company?
I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, let's bring him on. Mr. Anthony Butler from Jacksonville, Florida. It's great to have you this morning.
Good morning, ladies. I love starting off the day with two beautiful, intelligent women. Thank you so much for having me on NABWIC Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And we're just so delighted to have you to join us this morning. Can you just share with us just a little bit about yourself, Mr. Butler, and also about your company? I had an opportunity to read your company, and sounds exciting and fascinating. And I know that you can put a great spin on sharing with us that some of the things that your company has to offer and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, as you said, I am originally from Baltimore, Maryland, so I like to say hi to all my peeps in B-more, and not as quite as hot up there as it is down here in Jacksonville. I started off E3 in 1993. I am a product of a single mom who is an outstanding educator that broke a lot of glass ceilings in the Baltimore City school system. My whole mother's side of the family was in education, and my father's side of the family were all groundbreaking entrepreneurs, business people, and some of them hustlers. And so the amalgamation of those two is me. And
okay.
I had started E3 back. Yeah, so I started E3 back in 1993, actually. So a lot of people don't know the organization is 20 years old. And for those listening, E3 stands for Educate, Encourage, and Empower. We as a people need to educate each other in all aspects of living. We as a true family should define goals and set clear objectives. We then and only then are empowered people, forging our own road to success, not settling for anything less than our collective best. So my purpose-driven life is to help entrepreneurs build themselves up into strong business leaders, strong captains of industry in their respective fields, but also to help them advocate and become strong leaders within the communities where they do business. And that's what makes E3 different, and I believe that's what makes our 700 entrepreneurs in 5 states and 18 cities stand out.
Great. So you're saying when you created E3, the whole purpose of it was to educate and to empower or to power.
When I started E3, Educate, Encourage, and Power, when I started E3, the honest truth is I started it because I was in a crossroads in my life at a very young age. I had just come back to Baltimore from an early broken marriage. I was a father of two kids, and then I had a third that was out of wedlock. I was home in Baltimore struggling to find myself, find a purpose. And I hit a low point where I had a local drug dealer that grew up in my neighborhood drop $5,000 on my dining room table as I was facing eviction and my lights being cut off for me to create a database for his street business. And I was in a real dilemma. I was very tempted. And I went to the one person that meant the most to me at that time, my grandmother, and she gave me some very valuable advice. She said I had to do a better job of picking friends, and I told her I didn't know how to pick friends. And she said, well, you need to figure out what's important to you and then figure out how to get people of that type of mindset. And so I went back into my apartment facing eviction, and over the course of a weekend, I came up with the E3 philosophy. And I have to say it was inspired through me. I didn't really come up with it. I just, God blessed me when I didn't understand he was blessing me. And that's how E3 started. And I went around and started to talk to people about E3. I took that $5,000 back to that person and told him no thank you, and was lucky that he let me leave his office alive, but he did. And from there, I went and started to talk to people about E3. And over the course of a three-month period, I got 15 young aspiring entrepreneurs. We were all in our early 20s together, and they came to my apartment, sat in a couch and a couple chairs, and we started to do E3. So it started at first as a life-saving mechanism. And then as I became more mature and understood business and was mentored by some amazing people, I became the product that I am now, someone that goes out and seeks entrepreneurs that are serious about being successful. It doesn't matter what their career is, what their culture is, what their gender is, or their age. If they care about the community and they also care about growing a legacy within their business, I want to know them, I want to help them, and I want to grow them.
Wow, and that's a great, interesting story, Anthony. Your grandmother was definitely a phenomenal lifesaver and advisor. So you can ask for a better grandmother who steered you in the right direction. Again, we are talking with Anthony Butler out of Jacksonville, Florida. He is the founder and the executive director of E3 Business Group. Again, we just want to welcome you, Mr. Butler. And I just wanted to ask you now, your business, what really motivates you to work with the entrepreneurs that you have that's working in your business? Because I think I was reading a part where you also own the Eagle Soaring Management Incorporated that literally handles a large number of clients on an annual basis. Can you just share with us what motivates you to work with entrepreneurs?
Well, that's an excellent question. I'm motivated by the entrepreneurs themselves. E3 is my vision, but I get daily to hear the vision of entrepreneurs across the country. And with Eagle Soaring Management, actually, I take about 5 clients annually that I really focus my attention on as a paid consultant. But the 700 entrepreneurs I work with through the E3 organization, which is a membership organization, by the way, I get to hear the visions of amazing entrepreneurs, people that are doing works in different cities that all have a commonality in purpose. They all believe that they can be more, and they want to see others around them be more as well. So I have entrepreneurs in North Florida chapter that are setting a standard. Everyone from a Seven Dimensions Retreat, which is a massage therapy company, to a Gracious Grounds, which is a company that helps feed the homeless, to Fishers of Men, which is a mentoring company, to cleaning companies. We have 3 cleaning companies together that have partnered together to create a cooperative network. We have 10 or 12 publishers that have gotten together to create a co-op. We've even helped start a church in Jacksonville. As entrepreneurs, I mean, church folk are entrepreneurs too. So the main motivation for me is dealing with these entrepreneurs, listening to the challenges and the opportunities that are in their lives, and attempting to show them that they are not alone. They can move themselves forward as they move those around them forward. We have a mentality of others before us. That means, Dr. Mitchell, that if you want to truly be blessed as an entrepreneur, your mindset as you go out every day to do business is, how can I help someone else that is not even in the room move forward with their entrepreneurial dreams? And that's what we teach in E3. We coach that, we mentor that, and we applaud that when we see it happen. So I get high every single day off of everyone that I work with, whether it's a My 10 Cents, a Celebs Corner Kitchen, a Design Expressions, Gourmet Punch and More, Diverse Mantle. I mean, I could just keep naming company after company after company. Asher Business Group, there's so many of them that are out there, and they're all in their communities giving back, and making money at the same time. E3 members average 18 to 22% increase in their revenues, and they sit on boards and commissions all around the country making change happen. So when I hear entrepreneurs say they don't have time, I think it's an excuse. When I hear entrepreneurs say they can't refer a business because they're trying to build their own, I think it's a cop-out. I believe in accountability. I believe that we have a right to make ourselves the best we can be, but we have a responsibility to do it in a way that is realistically creating legacies for not only ourselves, but the entrepreneurs that are going to follow us. You shouldn't have asked me that question. Yeah. You got me going.
Great. I see. Fantastic. Again, we have, this is Mr. Anthony Butler.
This is Rosa.
And he's with E3. And you great idea. So what you're saying, you said a mouthful. So you hear the vision of many of the businesses. So therefore, you have an idea of what it is people are trying to do. And the fact that you guys have already started churches, cleaning companies, you guys are really offering the community what the community needs. And that's fantastic, in addition to allowing people to make money. Because that was one of the questions I did have for you, and you were answering some of my questions along the way. And one of them I want you to touch on, if you don't mind, is do you really feel that entrepreneurs are being treated fairly? What's your opinion of that, especially in today's in light of what's happening in the world today, in addition to what has happened about 5 or 6 years ago? So what is your opinion of entrepreneurs? Are they being treated fairly?
There are two answers to that. One, entrepreneurs are not all valuing what they bring to the table. One of the things that I say to an entrepreneur when I'm in a one-on-one meeting with them is I look them in the eye and I say, you are worthy. You are worthy of the success that you're attempting to get, and your actions and your mindset have to speak that worthiness every single day. And if you do that, then all of your actions and all of the decisions that you make should reflect that worthiness. Now, don't get it wrong. Worthiness does not mean cockiness. It does not mean arrogance. It means that if you're good at something, if God has given you the talents, then put those talents up on the table for people to see. I believe in that a farmer doesn't light a lantern and put it underneath the bushel basket. He sets it on a table for all the world to see. Celebrate what you do well and do it. Now, the second part of that is I believe that communities, local governments, and in some cases state governments, are not fully understanding the impact of entrepreneurs within their local economic environment. They may say the right things. They may make the right cliches. But the reality is they do not recognize how entrepreneurs on the ground are creators of economic vibrancy within their neighborhoods. If you give me a neighborhood and you put 5 serious, focused entrepreneurs in it and give them the opportunity, the promotion, and the chance to just build their business, promote them, support them, tell people to come out and patronize their businesses, they will grow a neighborhood. The neighborhood will have pride in them, and you will see change. We have a business in Jacksonville, Florida, Celeb's Corner Kitchen, that is fighting 66% unemployment. They are doing so by creating job opportunities and doing good business. We have a life coach in Jacksonville who has taken it upon herself, J. Diane Tribble, to create a life coach certification program. So there are entrepreneurs out there that are saying, hey, we need to make a change. We need to make a difference. And they're not just in Jacksonville. Some of them are traveling around the country. We have Dr. Catherine Barnes, who has written a book, Sisters, Why Hate Us? And I hope I got that title right. She's an amazing speaker. She's a former educator. We have a Tristan's Acceleration Academy in Jacksonville that's creating a new paradigm for teaching our preschoolers. So I can go on all day. My job is to look at what entrepreneurs are doing and simply express to them a different approach to the challenges that they have and tweak some of the opportunities that may be in front of them. Everybody needs someone to look from a slightly different angle. And my talent is the ability to discern. It's my ability to listen, to look, and then just make some suggestions that you consider. Everything I say is not right. And my entrepreneurs are highly intelligent, highly motivated, and they're all just as strong as me in their personality. And so they push me back when they need to. They go their own path when they need to. But they're humble enough that when they hear something that can make them better, or if they see an opportunity to make somebody better around them, they do it. And that's what entrepreneurs around the country need to understand. Collectively, you have more strength, and the strength doesn't come from you talking about how strong you are. The strength comes from you doing something with your business, with yourself, in the community, day by day.
Wow. You have truly said a mouthful, and you're absolutely right, because I do feel that entrepreneurs can support the entire neighborhood, and sometimes they just need that lift. I think at this time, just want to remind everyone, we do have Mr. Anthony Butler. I'm going to take a commercial break. This is NABWIC, the voice of the black women in construction. Let's go to a commercial break.
You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Our vision is to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction business, to empower, encourage, and support and advocate black women to further opportunities for its membership. Visit us online at www.nabwic.org. Feel free to call in to our guest, Mr. Anthony Butler, for questions or comments at 714-459-3918. Thank you, and we're back.
Thank you very much, Rosa. Can you provide that phone number one more time, Rosa?
Yes. Please feel free to call in at 714-459-3918.
Thank you so much. That's Rosa Cotter with NABWIC, and she's also located in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, we have with us Mr. Anthony Butler, who is with E3. He has a national location, a North Florida location, a central location, a mid-Atlantic location. And Mr. Carter, you also were going to share with us some other locations that you anticipated. Can you provide that information to us?
Sure. We are currently, we started in Maryland, and that region is the Mid-Atlantic region. Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Delaware are all covered there. North Carolina is another location where we have entrepreneurs in the Raleigh-Durham area and also Fayetteville. Florida is our national headquarters in Jacksonville, North Florida, and then Central Florida in Orlando and Melbourne. That's led down there by Asher Business Group, Linda Feliciano, a great entrepreneur. We have opened up chapters in Atlanta, Georgia, and also we are working to open up chapters in either Dallas or Houston, Texas. We're playing with that now, and also the Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi area, which is surprisingly a hotbed for entrepreneurs. So we are excited, and my goal is to have chapters all throughout the country, and we have our first opportunity to have international chapters in Canada, as we have about 10 entrepreneurs up there that are interested. So we are around the country. We have people that are interested. The goal now is to tie them all together and really create meaningful relationships. And I want to take a minute to thank you, Doctor, and also Ms. Carter, that what you're doing for women in construction is so key, and it's a part of the economic drive that we need to have by aspiring entrepreneurs. Coming collectively together means you have to go out to people that traditionally are looked at as competitors and get together with them and figure out how can we do business at a higher level in a greater way with a higher quality by leveraging all of our individual talents and by reinforcing the weak areas in our respective companies. We have three cleaning companies, Team One Service, Next Level Cleaning, and Natural Reflections Cleaning in Jacksonville, that did just that. They came together. They were open to hearing me throw out an idea to them about cooperative economics, and they started to market their businesses as a team. And the way this worked was beautiful, because if one of them didn't do something, they didn't turn down the job. They just sent it to the next person. And then when a job came that was bigger than they could handle, they went and grabbed this. And some of your listeners know that this is something that came from the 70s and 60s. E3 is not new. And a lot of people that are in E3 say, you know, I was doing E3 before I knew E3 existed. That's very true. All I was able to do is just harness this mindset around the country and get people to see it in each other and start to use it. So this is business that was done back in the 70s and the 60s where your mom sent you down to the store, you didn't have enough money, and the storekeeper said, well, just come back tomorrow and pay me. That's the mindset that we have in E3, and that's what's going to change this country and make it into the country that we know it can be economically.
Okay, fantastic. So that you just provided us with some of your, I guess I should say, what you anticipate on seeing E3 in maybe the next 5 or 10 years, because you did announce that you guys are going to also go international. That's fantastic. So would you please provide our listening audience your contact information?
Sure. To reach out to E3, the easiest way is to send an email to info@e3businessgroup.us. So E, the number 3, business group, all one word, .us, as in United States. Our website is www.e3businessgroup.org. And all of our websites are actually on the NABWIC Blog Talk Radio site. So I encourage your listeners to go there and continue to patronize you and see all of our contact information. Our phone number is 888-525-2299. And please call me directly at extension 119. I'll be happy to take your call, and then I'll refer you to the appropriate local leader. And if you don't have a leader in your area, maybe we need to talk about getting it set up.
Okay, great. Now, what's your phone number again, just in case those may have missed it who didn't have an pen ready?
All right, 888-525-2299, and my extension is 119, and the extension for membership is 118.
Okay, great. I'm not really sure. Rosa, do we have anyone who's interested? Do we have any callers? Because if not, I do have another question while she's checking. You created that new event called the E3 Expo. I'm just curious, Anthony, what does E3 Expo have that's different from the other expos that we are familiar with, that we've heard about, that we've seen and may have attended? Can you just shed a little light on that for us, please?
It's historic. It's the first expo that we are aware of in Florida that is just for the aspiring entrepreneur. It's not for you to sell to the general public. It's for anyone that's an aspiring entrepreneur, that's a small business owner, or is really on the cusp of growing their business from tier 0 to tier 1 or take it to a tier 2. Everything in this exposition is to educate, encourage, and empower. It's a free event. It is partnered by the Jacksonville Small and Emerging Businesses, Lean Jacks Consortium, Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. We have some very unique features for entrepreneurs. We're doing a business triage where an entrepreneur can walk in for free, take a 5-minute assessment, and then be directed to companies, agencies, and resources to help them on the spot. We're doing a bankers dialogue where local bankers are going to talk to the entrepreneurs and explain in real-world terms why they do business, why they give loans, and what are some of the things entrepreneurs need to do to make it hard for a bank to say no to giving them access to capital. We're going to have a chamber of commerce. Every single chamber of commerce in the area has been invited. Every culture chamber has been invited so that they can come out, promote what they do, break down silos, and show an entrepreneur that may be African-American why they may need to join the Hispanic chamber, why an Asian-American may need to join the Indo-U.S. chamber. So we're doing things that have never been done before, and we have guest speakers, we have a limited amount of vendor spots, and everything in this expo is all about making an entrepreneur better when they walk out. We're gonna set a trend, and we're going to take this national. And I'm very excited about it, and I'm expecting our E3 entrepreneurs to step up and lead the way in being vendors and being participants of this event. It is
great.
Open to
now,
anyone around
the
country.
That's in Jacksonville.
It is in Jacksonville. It's on February the 20th, It's at the main library. Jacksonville Public Library is an outstanding partner of E3 events. And this is literally open to any entrepreneurs. We know we have entrepreneurs coming down from Maryland, coming from Georgia, coming from Texas. But this is open to anyone that is in business or is serious about wanting to be in business. And it is free. Workshop is free.
Okay, February the 20th in Jacksonville. And if they want more information, they can go to the website.
Will it be on your website as well, Anthony? Yes, but the best thing to do is to send an email to events@e3northflorida.org. So events with the S at e3northflorida, all spelled out, .org. And the event will be running from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The day before, we have a community dialogue event, Real Talk, Real Change, which is one of the largest dialogues annually in North Florida. And the day after, we have a golf extravaganza. So this is literally a weekend where E3 is taking over Jacksonville as far as entrepreneurism is concerned.
All right. Again, that's going to be held on February the 20th, 2015, and it will be in Jacksonville, Florida. So go to events.northflorida.org, or I guess can they still call you at 1-888-525-2299, extension 119.
Yes, ma'am, they can.
All right, that's good. Then, all right, we got it. Again, we're talking with Anthony M. Butler, Sr., located in Jacksonville, Florida, the executive director and founder of E3 Business Group Incorporated. We have a couple more minutes here. Can you just tell us, you know, do you have anything else, Anthony, that's going on that we need to know about and that you want the listening audience to know about?
Well, we have amazing entrepreneurs in E3, and I just want to say that what we have going on here is not a movement. It is a paradigm. It is a way of being in business. We believe that if you educate, encourage, and empower yourself and those around you, that you can be an entrepreneur. If you are sitting right now not doing anything that you feel is productive with your life, or you know you're at a crossroads, you need to step out on faith like Earl Reed did, of all things landscaping. He went from taking courses to deciding that he wanted to be a landscaper and trained himself and indoctrinated himself in E3, and now he has a successful landscaping business. Anyone out there that wants to be an entrepreneur can be an entrepreneur. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be one. But you can do it if you're disciplined, if you allow your God-given talents to share, and you're not afraid to celebrate the talents that you see in those around you. That's being E3, and that's what I stand for, and that's what I live for every single day.
All right, good. Again, that's Mr. Anthony M. Butler, Sr. with E3. Motto, E3, learn to live with it, learn, love to see it, and love to teach it. He's got something for you. So what you're saying here, Anthony, there is absolutely no excuse for not having you want.
No excuses.
Our
motto right now is get it done. Get some. So if you want to get some, you need to get involved and engaged.
All right, then. There you go. Go ahead and get some if you want to. Again, you can reach Mr. Anthony M. Butler, Sr. at 888-525-2299, extension 119. I'm going to go back to Rosa for the final commercial. And, Mr. Anthony, it was so great talking to you this morning. Fantastic job. Fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Thank you, Ms. Rosa.
Welcome. Rosa?
Thank you. I will say I enjoyed the show. And Anthony, I look forward to your group and the listening audience to come to NABWIC Northeast Florida Chapter Monthly Meeting, which will be August the 25th at the Beaver Street Enterprise at 1225 Beaver Street from 11:30 to 12:30. And Anthony, I see that we can come together with our organization because it's not only for black women in construction, but black women in business. And I look forward together to working together as a partnership to reach out to the community as well as the agencies and our legislation. With that being said, I would like to say, wonderful. We have a couple of seconds, so with that, I'm going to conclude the show. And I want to thank you, Anthony and Dr. Ravona, for this wonderful and informative show this morning. And I would like to thank our listening audience for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show. We are the voice of black women in construction. Have an awesome and blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're done. Bye.
All right. Well, I hope I didn't drop your ratings too much.
No, I think you increased the ratings. You said exactly what needed to be said.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I will be in touch.
And I look forward to meeting you, too. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be out for the conference in February. But, Ms. Ravona, I appreciate you, and thank you. You did an excellent job of hosting.
Pleasure.
Made it easy.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, my pleasure. All right, guys. Have a good one. Thank you, Rosa.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Bye now.